In New England, we're used to winning, and with a degree from Franklin Pierce University, you can win your dream job. Visit franklinpierce.edu. Time now to welcome in Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly, and really, that's not a thing anymore, Chris, as I learned.
What do you
mean? Did you know that?
No.
Patriots Football Weekly has gone bye-bye.
Oh, that's right. You guys printed that last, like, sort of print, you know.
Yeah, no more edition. Patriots Football Weekly. It's only Patriots.com now.
Wow.
So we've
Chris,
got to scratch
included
that.
In the final issue.
What's that?
You were included in the final issue, Chris.
I was?
Yeah. Fred wrote a final tribute, and he mentioned everybody that worked for us.
Well, I mean, as a former employee, that warms my heart. You know,
I was a
circulation intern, which is a fancy name for a paper boy. During the 2001 training camp in Smithfield, Rhode Island.
And you got to mention
outstanding at the job.
Thank you. I don't know how outstanding I was. I did sell a lot of PFW t-shirts that year, though, at the little kiosk we had to set up with Carol.
Good times.
Circulation intern.
Yes.
Huh.
So I've actually received paychecks from RKK.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So is Peter.
I have as well. Yeah. I've been on the payroll.
I was
going
to say he was about to mock you, but he's done it as well.
Yeah, no, I trust me. I've been on that payroll a few times, so I won't mock you for that. Paul, welcome in. Good to talk to you again. Welcome back to football season. What are you looking for tonight? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing that I really wasn't expecting when I drove here tonight that I think we might be seeing a little bit of is N'Keal Harry, based on what everybody seems to be tweeting from the field, from the press box. I know he had a pretty extensive workout with Moses Cabrera and the rest of the, you know, the players, and he's been out there, and everybody says it sort of looks like he's with a large group of people who most people would expect to play tonight. So I wasn't anticipating that. So I'm looking forward to seeing him a little bit. Jacoby Myers, you know, Braxton Berrios, see if any of these guys can sort of emerge and you know, take the first step toward trying to figure out a way to get on this roster. And defensively, a lot of young guys over there too. So I think there's a lot of depth, I think, on defense, and I think we're going to see a lot of those players tonight.
Where do you fall on Jarrett Stidham? Because there's been a spectrum in terms of where media members fall on Jarrett Stidham, that he's either overrated or the hype is real and he's fantastic. Where are you?
Well, I would say if it's the choice between those two, I would say overrated, but I think it's probably somewhere in the middle to take the typical cop-out. I think he throws the ball extremely well. I think the arm strength, I think his ability to sort of throw the ball on the run. I think we've seen a lot of talent, a lot of ability, and we've also seen a young quarterback who is a long, long way away from being able, I think, to play at an NFL level. I think that you can see how long it takes him to go through progressions. I think he has a presence about him. I think he handles himself well. I think he has a lot of those kinds of characteristics that, you know, we kind of saw with Garoppolo and you know, guys like that, some of the younger guys who had a command about them. But to say that he has been outstanding in training camp, and, you know, I haven't seen that. I think he's had some up-and-down days, and he's shown some ability to throw the ball, no doubt about it. But he's got a long way to go.
Paul, as you look at the Patriots here, sort of just embarking on this journey, first preseason game, what is your greatest area of concern in regards to this team?
Well, I would say offensively, I just wonder who's going to make plays for this team. You know, where is Tom going to go beyond Julian Edelman? And, you know, we're just sort of looking at it this afternoon, you know, as we were preparing to do all our shows. And if you were an opposing defense, you know, I think one of the things last year that the Patriots really had success with was getting defenses into lighter fronts with, you know, sub-packages and whatnot on the field and then running it right down their throat. If I were an opposing defensive coordinator, I would stay with base personnel or at least, you know, big guys up front, stop the run, double-team Edelman, and say, now what do you got? And I have absolutely no idea what that would be if I were the Patriots right now. Philip Dorsett can make some plays here and there. I think Jacoby Myers has been a good story so far. But we've seen some young receivers come in. Chris, you've been around. Kenbrell Tompkins and guys like that have sort of flashed a little bit but haven't been able to do it consistently when it counted. So I don't know where you go beyond Edelman with this offense. There are no tight ends to speak of, and there's very little depth at wide receiver. And, oh, by the way, there's still question marks at left tackle. So offensively, I think there are a lot of question marks.
This is Patriots Preview, driven by the all-wheel drive 2019 Honda CR-V. We're talking to Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. If we could transition a little bit to defense, Paul, it looks like Jamie Collins is motivated and looks like he could really be a factor in this Patriots defense this year. Have you seen the same? Do you agree?
Yeah, I think Collins looks great. I mean, I liked Collins when he was here the first time, but I do think that he looks like he's a little bit more focused maybe right now than he was then. He's certainly been talking to us a lot more than he was, and he talked about that a little bit, you know, saying he kind of got some perspective when he went away and didn't really understand why he was so evasive with the media and whatnot. But, yeah, he's such a good athlete. I think he can contribute, you know, in coverage. I think he can do stuff, you know, in the pass rush. I don't think he's the best run stopper of a linebacker, but I do think that he's a pretty versatile guy. And with Van Noy and Hightower and Juwan Bentley, I think there's a potential there to have a lot of different mixing and matching combinations that, you know that Belichick loves to have that kind of flexibility. And I think defensively, is for all the questions I have offensively, I think defensively there's just as much optimism. I think this can be a really deep and talented group on that side, especially in the back seven. The secondary and the linebackers, I think, in particular, could be very impressive. And I would put Collins in that group, Beadle. I absolutely agree.
Paul, what do you think, and what will you be looking for maybe tonight from the coaching staff? You mentioned there aren't a lot of questions defensively. I think that's true in terms of the players, but a lot of turnover on that defensive coaching staff. Do you think there's anything you can pick up tonight from sort of responsibilities or play calling or anything about the defensive coaching staff?
Yeah, and I think that is one question. You're right, and I probably was remiss in not mentioning that. But and it's one of those things that you're going to watch, and my guess is you're going to see Gerard Mayo tonight. He's extremely vocal and active in practice. I'd be surprised if he wasn't relaying stuff in, but you get a caution, and Bill talked to us about this about a week and a half ago. You know, everything is scripted. You know, there is no play calling right now. So just because he's the guy with the headsets on and he's relaying the signals into whoever it is, Juwan Bentley or whoever, doesn't mean necessarily he's calling the plays. I think that Bill Belichick probably will be doing a lot of that during the regular season. But I do think Mayo is a guy to watch in that regard. And you're right, Chris. There's a lot of turnover in that on that side of the ball in the coaching staff. And there are guys that are kind of new. Brett Bielema is taking on a role there with the defensive line. And it seems like there's a lot of different moving parts. Steve Belichick and Mike Pellegrino with the secondary. So, yeah, there's some things to be concerned about. But it's not necessarily something you're going to be able to watch tonight or moving forward in the preseason and be able to identify, oh, well, that was a problem with coaching, or, you know, I don't think you're going to get like mass substitution issues and things like that would be obvious. It'll be more subtle and probably things that we wouldn't be able to pick up on.
Paul, big story of the week, Tom Brady's new contract, and what it all it really is a raise for this year, and then it's an end for Tom Brady's current deal. What was your reaction now that we know more about it? We know some of the details of it. And what do you think the future holds for Tom Brady beyond 2019?
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with, I think, you know, Tom Brady's going to remain with the Patriots. But I have to admit that when I got all the details and all the information came in, I found it curious. I think it's an intriguing storyline. Tom Brady is probably as close to free agency right now as he ever has been, right? So if you look at it from that perspective, it's different. And it is a story. There's no question. I just can't wrap my head around the possibility that he would not be on the Patriots going forward. But I do find in particular, and I'm curious what you guys think, the franchise tag thing. I understand Tom talked, and we were all there in Detroit, and he said, you know, he's a 42-year-old quarterback. It's a unique situation, uncharted territory. I get all that, and he seems content to go year to year. Well, if you're content to go year to year, why the need to take away that possibility of a franchise tag, which would represent a pretty significant raise next year if the Patriots were to use that? So the only thing I can logically come up with is that he doesn't want to have the Patriots to have that power of being able to keep him if he doesn't want to stay. And I can't really think of any other reason why he would want that. And that to me in itself is intriguing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would agree on that point that you make, Paul. Who do you think ultimately makes the call? Like when the year is over, whatever happens, and they sit down and talk, whose call is this? Is it Bill Belichick's call? Is it Tom Brady's call? You remember, you know, Jonathan Kraft saying with Andrea Kramer that Tom Brady sort of earned the right to sort of figure out how it ends. Who's making this call?
My guess, and again, not dealing with any kind of facts here, but my guess is the Krafts are heavily involved in this one. I don't think they can feel like they can just let Bill treat Tom Brady the way, you know, he has, you know, pretty much anybody else. I think Tom is different. I think his record speaks for itself, and you know, when you win, you know, win six titles and you accomplish everything he has, if he's not different, then no one ever will be different. And I think the Crafts look at it that way. Yeah, Bill, but this one's different. We gotta make sure that we allow him to leave on his own terms. Now, I don't know if that ultimately is going to come down to a contest, and you know, when, well, it's him or me, and if that's the way it ends here, I mean, everybody has said it, and Chris, I know you've talked to Tom Sr. in the past, as I have, and pretty much everybody else has. He's pretty convinced that it will end badly at some point. And maybe this is the start of that. I don't know. But if you're asking, to answer your simple question, I think the Crafts have the final decision on this one.
All right, Paul, looking forward to talking to you all season long this year.
Yeah, you guys get the A-game every week.
That is right. Every single week.
There's a little dig. That was good, Paul.
What do you mean? I don't take that as a dig. I take that as just factual observation.
He's just saying, you know, there used to be somebody. He used to be part of a rotation, you know? And now he's saying you're getting the A team every week.
Fact, not opinion. That's all I look at.
That's
right,
what Paulie's saying.
That's, yeah, my boy Blue.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right.